you will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about a course they attended. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H the speaker's main reason for attending the course. For questions 6 to 10, choose from the list A to H what each speaker disliked most about their course. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. Speaker 1.
Compared to some people in my pottery class, I was definitely the beginner. They were making complicated vases and massive plates, and I was just trying to get the hang of a basic bowl. You see, the wet clay goes on a potter's wheel and it spins round and your bowl shape's looking pretty good, and then suddenly the whole thing collapses. Never mind. Really, all I wanted was the chance to get out of the house and give myself a break from the illustration work I do. I'd sign up again, but the teacher would only explain something once and then assume we'd got it. So I never really did understand how to use the lasers.
Speaker 2.
I enrolled for a year of Spanish because someone I knew had done the course already and had said the tutor, this woman from Argentina, was super capable and got everyone up and talking all the time. And because she was from South America, where I was planning to travel, my thinking was that she could give me some insight into some of the local customs. But when I turned up on day one, I found out that someone else had taken over the class. It was a year of messing about and no sense of purpose. He'd hand out a worksheet now and again, but the exercises were totally random.
Speaker 3.
My job as a set designer takes me all over, so trying to fit in an art class wasn't easy. And then if there's one thing I'm uncomfortable doing, it's having to collaborate on a project. Even more so when it's something personal like art. But that's what the tutor had us do. That's not to say she didn't let us express ourselves, though. The thing was, it was my friend that had really wanted us to go, and I let her talk me into it. She wouldn't have had the confidence to walk into a room full of unfamiliar faces by herself. I suppose I learned something about surrealist painters. It's always good to expand your horizons.
Speaker 4.
It was about 6 months ago I got my estate agent license, and now I'm slowly building up my client base. So far, I haven't run into anyone else that was on my course, which is fine by me because most of them were just in it for the money. The tutor would occasionally set up some kind of role play, a mock interaction between us and a client, and then they'd break off and start talking about ways to manipulate people hoping to sell their home. That kind of approach is crossing the line. Anyway, I achieved what I set out to do, meaning I no longer have to sit behind a bank counter all day.
Speaker 5.
I got my first aid certificate about 8 years ago, but you have to take a refresher course every 2 years if you want to stay certified. Being the first aid officer is part of my job description, so I haven't really got any choice but to go along and repeat the training. Usually I don't mind, but the guy running the course this time really wound me up. He was coming from the position that none of us would have the first clue about what to do in an emergency, like we'd all be useless. At one point, I was just on the verge of saying something, but this woman, a colleague of mine, said to let it go. I think she's the kind of person who avoids conflict, whereas I'd rather stand up for myself.